Hi again, and welcome back, Attorney Steve Vondran, and welcome to another exciting episode of Vondran Legal Hour. Okay, so with this Attorney Steve, we are a civil litigation law firm, and we are talking in this podcast about a Supreme Court decision in Mattel versus Tom that deals with free speech and trademarks and whether or not you can register a trademark that some people or a substantial number of people might find to be offensive. So this case involves the intersection of free speech and trademark registration. And for those of you who don't know, well, I guess I should start with this is general legal information only and not legal advice. And not a substitute for legal advice. So this case deals with the slants. Okay, now when I say that word, you might be going, oh my God, the slants. But this case involves a person by the name of Simon Tam, who was a lead singer of an Asian American band, and the band is called the Slants. So he wanted to register, get a federal trademark for the name the Slants. Well, he basically filed his trademark application, and that goes to the United States Patent and Trademark Office, what we call the USPTO, and that was filed, and the trademark examiner said, no, I'm not going to let you register this. This violates what we call the disparagement clause under the Lanham Act, Federal Code 15 U.S.C. 1052 subsection A, and that prohibits the registration of trademarks that may disparage or bring into contempt or disrepute any persons living or dead. So let me read that again. This is the Lanham Act, and if you remember, I did a post on the Washington Redskins when it was found that that name was offensive and was not able to be subject to trademark. So that is one of the cases that was sort of hanging in the backdrop here. But the disparagement clause prohibits, has traditionally prohibited, registration of trademarks that may disparage or bring into contempt or disrepute any persons living or dead. And that has normally been construed to mean the government finds that it would be offensive or bring into contempt or disrepute to a substantial number of persons, okay? And so that's, remember how the Washington Redskins case got there. Now, this case essentially was denied at the trademark level. The applicant, Simon Tam, took it up to the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board, TTAB, and also lost at the trial appeal level for the USPTO. So then from there, not to be deterred, Mr. Tam went further and took the case to federal court. And in federal court, in bonk, with the judges sitting in bonk, full panel, they found that the decision was wrong, that he should be allowed, the band should be allowed to register the Slants, notwithstanding that it might offend some people. But, you know, Mr. Tam in his band, they wanted to use this trademark not in an offensive manner. They wanted to use it, according to them, to reclaim the term and to drain its degenerating force as a derogatory term. So they wanted to use it and revive it and try to get rid of some of the what they would perceive as negative stereotypes to this term. So the federal court said, we are fine with that. The what we call this disparagement clause under the Lanham Act, 15 U.S.C. 1052, it's a little overbroad. It gives too much power to basically strike down speech that would be protected under the First Amendment. And the First Amendment, as you know, protects free speech. And, you know, this was an example of the government, being the USPTO, the government, you know, engaging in what the United States Supreme Court called viewpoint discrimination. So at the end of the day, the government, after losing in federal court, filed what's known as a writ of certiorari, and that was filed with the United States Supreme Court so that the United States Supreme Court would get to weigh in. And the United States Supreme Court agreed with the federal court and said it's correct. The Lanham Act, the disparagement clause, is overbroad. And as applied in this case, it allowed the government to engage in viewpoint discrimination. And so the holding of the case was really to discuss the, you know, the First Amendment in this case outweighing this disparagement clause, which was perceived to be a little overbroad, is probably the best way I can put it to you. So at the end of the day now, so that takes us to, well, what does this mean? Well, it may mean that you find more what some people would consider to be offensive trademarks now being allowed to be registered. Will this have an effect on the Redskins, and will they be allowed to continue to use their Redskins trademark, which was also found to be offensive by a substantial number of people? Time will tell. So certainly this was a big case from the United States Supreme Court, and again, very, very interesting in upholding rights of free speech. So just thought you'd want to hear that. This is a episode of Verdict Nation, Winning Arguments. And hope you like that. If you need a trademark, free speech lawyer, intellectual property, that's us. Give us a ring. We're happy to help. You can find my website at attorneysteve.com. And that's attorneysteve.com, the first name in legal services. Okay, hope this has been helpful. If you like it, feel free to share it on your social media networks. And I'm getting back to work now. Everybody have a great day. We'll talk again. Attorney Steve out.